WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Well, another hearty good morning to our listeners today. I hope you have a good, comfortable seat and a cup of coffee and maybe a cruller, which I had earlier, thanks to our guest who can be introduced in a moment. I'm going to throw this out to Keith in just a second, but, you know, I introduced my co-hosts, and, of course, Stephanie was with us last week, and that was, she's been busy in ministry and traveling all over the place.
Yep.
And I can only imagine one day she'll be going up to the International Space Station, you know, to do stuff up there, but we're glad we celebrate that, and she will be back from time to time.
She's on the move a lot.
She is on the move a lot, and the ministry, Bulletproof Alliance, which is a tremendous ministry to both post-abortive women in the church,
yep,
is incredible. It's unique, too.
Yep. Yep.
So no wonder she's busy, and we pray for her all the time.
And you can check her out online, Bulletproof Alliance.
Bulletproofalliance.com or .org.
Yeah.
I forget which, but either one. Try both. One will work.
You'll get there.
And you know, if you really have been following along and you celebrate her ministry, there is a place to donate on her page. And
yeah.
I hope you'll follow that.
Yeah, because as we said, she moves around a lot.
She does.
Yeah.
And, you know, God will supply the needs of those when he calls into ministry. You
Amen
know?
To that.
And there's all kinds of needs, money's being one of them. And then Ann Limhoko, who is often here, but Ann is traveling today, too.
Mm-hmm.
And help being kind of ministering to a friend.
She's en route to Colorado.
Colorado, yes. And we hope along the way she'll witness to enough people to turn that purple state back red again. But anyway, that's a whole other matter. We won't go into that. But we do appreciate Ann, and we do pray for her as she's traveling.
Amen.
So let's keep her in mind, listener. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to kick this off. I'm going to welcome Keith officially.
Thank you, David.
And ask him to introduce our special guest
yes.
today. He's going to be
yeah.
one of the commentators with us.
We have the man cave today.
We have the man cave today. And now he'll throw it back to me to kind of give you a heads up on what we're doing today.
We
so,
man
Keith,
cave.
Man,
yeah, good
it's
morning.
Always good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here. Blessed to be here.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, so with the women being out this week, it was going to be David and myself for the program today, and David had offered an opportunity for JW, my good friend and brother in Christ, an opportunity to come to the station, and the Lord put it on my heart yesterday, let's bring JW, and lo and behold, here's JW.
Here I am. Hallelujah.
And I am tickled pink. I am
yeah.
pleased. I am pleased to introduce you. Welcome to the program, JW. It's good to be with you in this time. And just a joy. So say good morning.
Good morning. And it's an honor and a privilege to be here. I really
pull that closer to you, JW.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
I really I enjoy this program. I enjoy this station. It's so refreshing to listen to Christian radio where you're getting live broadcast. So many of the stations have gone with syndicated programs, and it lacks the local flavor
yeah.
and for you to be able to identify with it. But it's a privilege to be here, and just a little bit about myself, I guess.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, give us yeah. a part of your story,
us,
bro.
Yeah, bring yeah. us, bring
All
us,
right.
bring us up to speed, JW.
I'll take 79 years and compact it down
to maybe two or 3 minutes.
I'm originally from the state of Michigan, and I spent first 64 years of my life there. and grew up in a Christian home. I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. I always joke that there were no drug problems in my family except for my mother, that she drug us to church every Sunday, whether we wanted to come or not.
Sounds like my mom.
When I was 9 years old, I surrendered myself to the Lord.
Wow.
It was definitely a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. I know that I was saved, and I was very active in youth ministry and in leadership throughout high school. But then I went away to college and had to get intellect. And I've always said there's two buffers. There's two things that insulate us from God. One is wealth. Mm. If you've got a lot of money, you can buy everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't need God. And then the
Or you think you don't.
Or you think you don't. Right.
Right. You think you don't.
Yep. And everything's in the mind anyway.
Right.
And the other thing is intellect. You know, you go to school and you get all this knowledge, and after a while, well, you're smarter than God. And so anyway, I went away to college, got 3 degrees. So I have knowledge, but that means nothing. You need wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent about 42 years of my life in public education. I was a teacher, I was a coach, athletic director, assistant principal, and I was a principal for like 30 years in public schools, mostly in middle school.
Mm.
And like I said, I drifted away from the Lord. It was all about the world. And I got to really be a me person. It wasn't about God. It wasn't about anybody else. It was about JW. And you got to take care of JW. And, you know, I never walked away from God. I got distant from him, but I always prayed every night.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped praying. Knew God was there. Honored God. Like I said, I was in public education, and so separation of church and state, but I snuck around that anyway. We had Bible clubs in my school. I brought the Gideons into my school.
Oh, nice.
I'm now a Gideon myself. One of my ministries is Gideons International. And I would bring the Gideons into my fifth grade, and they would give out 100 kids Bibles. Never complaints. No one ever chose not to take one.
Yeah, and just for those that don't know, Gideon is, they distribute Bibles around the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Over 2 billion over the last 100 years
right.
have been distributed.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, we had other things like we had a group we called FROG, F-R-O-G, Friends Relying on God. It was an after-school Bible club.
Wow.
We had Meet Me at the Pole, where we would meet at the flagpole and we prayed together. Mm-hmm. So I always promoted this. And they say that you can't do anything in public education. Well, that's a lot of baloney.
Right.
You can. You just have to do it. And... So I was a single parent for about 6 years, raised my kids. One of the humbling experiences of my life, and got me to be more sensitive. And eventually, about 20 years ago, I retired and had nothing to do and was really kind of lost.
Mm.
And so I moved here to South Florida. Moved to Boca, and there's something that I needed, and I needed the Lord.
Yeah.
So got involved in church, got involved, used my leadership skills where I'm leading other groups. One thing I want to recognize is the Celebrate Recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate Recovery helped me to deal with my hurts, habits, and hang-ups, because we all have hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to deal with those. So I went through a 12-step program, and it really changed my life. And John R., who is probably listening right now, was a person that led this. And I thanked him after years of just peace and just getting close to the Lord and having the best time of my life. And I said, John, I want you to, I want to thank you for this. He says, oh, don't thank me. You thank the Lord. And that's the truth. It's God. It's not Celebrate Recovery. It's not the church. It's God. God does everything.
Amen.
Amen.
We just don't recognize
it. That's really, really true. Mm. And that, of course, is one of the foundational precepts that builds this program out to what it is that we got to depend on God.
Yeah.
And you're...
I was going to church with J.W. I met J.W. at church.
Right, at Boca Community Church,
yeah.
Men's Bible study.
Yeah.
And he was in my small group. And then after a while, Keith went somewhere else.
I went to a different church.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't seen Keith for maybe close to 10 years.
Mm.
And then I was listening to WCNO. And I heard one of his messages. This is Keith Masters, Street Witness. And I said, I know him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time. And I still had his number, and I called him up and reintroduced myself.
Mm.
And that was probably like 2 or 3 years ago. And mm-hmm. we've been meeting since then, having breakfast together. We pray together.
Wow.
And what a wonderful friend he is. And now we're here.
Now we're here.
Live in person.
Praise God.
And, just a real quick catch up. The timing of JW calling me because, anybody who's in the Lord knows that there's spiritual battles. And I was mm-hmm. going through a spiritual battle. And the spiritual battles, of course, are always in the mind and the battle that happens. But when JW called, it was the timing of God sending him to give me a call was just absolutely amazing. I mean, it just, made me get up and get out of the couch, I was in a state, and it wasn't, it was just, okay. And it was amazing, and we just, like JW said, we've been having breakfast and praying, and it's just been amazing.
That is awesome.
It is.
I love the way God does that. And
He can do it.
Only He can do it. And I've also come to embrace this truth, is that God is the only being in the universe that knows everything. There's nothing He doesn't know.
Right.
And there's nothing He hasn't already planned out. So,
for those who don't know that God knows everything.
Right, yeah.
For those who don't know that God knows everything.
That don't know that.
Right. Right.
And I would say, and this is not an indictment, listener, if you're saying, well, maybe they're talking about me, because this is something we all grew into this understanding. When I first met the Lord 50 years ago, and a lot of things happened. I got, I got into the Word of God, which we're actually going to be talking about here in a minute, and learned, through those that had led me to Christ about the Word, by getting into it, how to study it, how to pray it, and how vital it was as the authoritative Word of God, and the whole thing of Bible study and prayer, the two keys to receiving God to speak to us about what His plan is, giving us His wisdom. Because those are the things we know. We need to know God, and we need to know His will for us and for however else it applies, in our life and the lives around us. And, getting back to this, you've already figured out this program is a little different than our normal. Not that I would use the word normal for this
program. Right, because we're in the man's cave today.
We're in the man's cave today. Now, if you're ladies, please don't walk away. Keep listening, because we hope there'll be something that will bless you as well. And the basic vision of the program still applies, in that we're looking at things in the news through the lens of the Bible, things that upset people or that are confounding people. They don't understand. And a lot of these people, and this again is not an indictment or criticism, because I used to be one of them, and maybe in some ways I still are, is someone that isn't quite as deep into the Word of God as they need to be. And so when issues erupt into our culture and the political divide and all of the crazy stuff going on, which we'll probably touch on the specifics in a moment, And but you already know what I'm talking about, listener. When those things are happening, is God does not want us to go to a place of anxiety and fear. But many of us do. And the main reason is, and it's just truth, it's not indictment, we're not being critical of you. As I said, I've been there myself, is that we haven't developed the disciplines that we need to know what God wants us to know about the things that are going on in the world. Because if we are in a position of fear and anxiety, we cannot properly serve God. We have ensconced ourselves in a dark prison. That's what fear does. So, okay, there it is. It's a reality where people, we feel his emotions. But the vision of this program is to encourage the listener to want to get out of that dark place of fear. And how do you do that? And we're going to witness to that today. And that's the difference. We're going to share personally a witness to the power of the Word of God, the significant and tremendous godly advantage of prayer that goes along with the Word of God as to how we deal with things that are going on in the world. Excuse me. So, yeah, we'll mention some things that disturb us and talk about how we've dealt or dealing them in Christ. And, you know, that's what the thing. This is more of a personal faith commitment program. We're coming out of our hearts to you. We're coming out of our walk with the Lord today and witness to all that. We're going to be talking about how we see and understand the Bible as the authoritative Word of God. We're going to talk about how we approach the Bible as a means of guidance and understanding for these challenging events in our culture. And we're going to talk about how we grasp the intimacy of prayer with God as a critical part of the whole process. And that's basically, I've described what we at least hope to be doing. And with that, I'm going to open the floor back up and let the guys come. We have about 10 minutes or maybe a little more than 10 minutes to our first break, or the only break. And by the way, Keith, I wish I'd told you this before the program, but we will be inviting callers, and you have the phone.
I do.
So you might want to pull it a little closer to you.
I do. I've got long arms.
You got long. That's right. You
I got
do.
Long arms.
That's due. As a matter of fact, JW, you were talking earlier when you're both in the same church, and he was in a small group with you. I was wondering.
Yeah.
He's not a small guy.
No, he's not a small guy. No, he's a big guy.
How did that work?
It's not width-wise either.
No. He's a very tall, with long arms kind of guy. All right. Well, I've got some comments, but Keith or JW, how do you deal with the stuff going on in the world today as a Christian man?
I guess one of the things that I can't forget from something that Pastor Bill Mitchell would bring up more than once, and he's been through a lot himself.
We love Pastor Bill Mitchell.
Oh, we love Pastor Bill. But life is not fair. All the stuff that's happening in the world today, we hear it on the news. Life is not fair. But we have to remember that God is good.
Amen.
And every day is a gift. Amen. And we can't forget, it's God that's in charge. It's not the media.
Mm-hmm.
It's not whoever is in the political position.
Amen.
God is in charge. Yeah. And that is refreshing and soothing to me.
It's a source of peace for me as well.
Yeah, we were talking about being on this program, a biblical response, mm-hmm. right? And how we got here. We were speaking about that yesterday over the phone. And I know when I came to the Lord, let me put it differently. When the Lord rescued me from me, mm-hmm. Because I was in some dark spots, and I didn't realize how dark the spots were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He opened my eyes. And after I was saved, and I started, the Lord started putting something on my heart, and the name to go on the air. And here I am, 12 years later, to be on the air. And the name of the program that the Lord was putting on my heart was, "What Does God Have to Say About That?"
Yeah.
So this is called a biblical response, and "What Does God Have to Say About That?" comes from the Word of God, which is, "What Does God Have to Say About That?"
Amen.
So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I know that that was there, and I know that I've spoken to some people knowing 12 years ago that the Lord was telling me to go on the air and put what does God have to say about that. That was on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And lo and behold, here we are. And it's about the truth of God. And because people don't know that if they're living their lives without God, that they're not in truth.
Yeah.
So I think that we were the condition of the world today, the condition of what's going on in America, around the world. If they knew God, the condition would be different.
Yes, very much so.
And that's what we're trying to explain. And I was just looking at John 9:25. Whether he is a sinner or not, one thing I know, that once I was blind and now I see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Lord. This is God. This is Jesus Christ, you know, and his spirit showing us the truth of his wisdom.
Yes.
And which was what we're trying to share over the air.
Amen.
So.
Yeah. And the thing, and we talk about a lot of the hot topics on this program.
In fact, we don't. We,
that's all we talk about, really. And sometimes the news will bring those topics back into the foreground. But I know for me, the thing that's grabbed me the most and frustrated me the most is how I see a certain group of people in America that literally want to destroy what God has created. And two of the main groups are the socialists and the Muslims out there. Many are winning office at all, you know. And those two groups, and I pinpoint them because they stand out, two groups whose ideologies and theologies are completely opposed to the constitutional underpinnings of America. The Constitution point is a God-given document, and all those that wrote it, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and all the other writings that the Founding Fathers created, inspired by God.
And we've done programs with the history of all
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
So,
and so
right, and JW being a listener knows that. Yeah.
But the challenge for me, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think maybe you'd all agree with me, is that many people today of voting age in America,
right,
are, and again, this is not a nasty indictment, but it's absolutely true, is they're clueless about the dangers that these ideologies and theologies pose. Because God created, and again, this is all provable by going back to the founding documents that serve, this is a Christian nation.
Right.
Now, we have other people living here that aren't, but this is a Christian nation. God intended for it to be, and all the foundations of this nation point back to God and his word. Mm-hmm. And so that's...
Right, and they're trying to tear down the Christian foundation of this nation.
Yes.
By changing it.
And that's what they want to do. They want to destroy the Constitution.
Right. It's a godless society from where they're coming from. One of the things that's going on right now, like today, you got 5 primaries that are going on. You got Michigan, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the other ones are right off the top of my head. But if you see who's running for the Democratic in the Democratic primaries, they're mostly socialist communists.
Yeah.
Right? The DSA, which is the Democratic Socialists of America, and then just the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys are even just they're dividing themselves by who they are. I mean, and you got a choice between socialism or the democracy, which is gone over to the far left. So those are the votes that are going and counting for today for the direction of this country.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and that's just one layer of concern.
It's one layer.
And if we don't get concerned, if we don't get on our knees really praying, because prayer is what's going to make the difference.
Amen.
I mean, yes, go to the polls. Christians, only half of us go to the polls. We got to vote. We got to vote in the, we got to listen to the, study the people. What are their policies? What are their platforms? How close to biblical values do they present? And vote for those people, because they're the ones that are going to bring righteous laws back into the mainstream again and destroy those unrighteous laws that, for instance, support abortion. in many places. That's a whole other layer, the whole issue of abortion.
Right.
And the transgender and the LGBTQ stuff, all of those things that are aberrational as far as how people have lifestyles that are opposed to the Word of God.
Yeah, Dave said, you know, we have to pray. And a very familiar passage of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then they will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
Amen. Yes.
This has happened over and over again, and it will still happen today. We have to have faith, and we have to pray.
Amen. And that's pretty consistent for the call God's put on his people.
Amen.
Yeah, and out of those two things, other actions we may be called to do.
You know, just as J.W. was reading that verse, you look at the state of Florida and the beauty and the prosperity in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
God is watching over this state.
Yeah.
You go to the state of New York and you go into the city and you see what's happening in that city because they're abandoning God. Mm-hmm. They're going away from God. You go to California, you look and see what's going on in California.
Right.
That's a godless, but it's right now I think it's
not being led by godly people.
Not being
people,
led by godly people.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the direction and you know that they keep walking in. It's just, you know, God will turn everything around because God is good and God is love.
Amen.
Yes.
And love, love overcomes all.
Whoops.
Love overcomes all. We have a phone call.
Let me see
if I can reach it, David.
Okay. Okay. It's on the, no, you got it?
Yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on
I just hung up on you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, caller. I just hung up on you by accident. I pressed two buttons. I pressed two buttons.
Okay, well, I should have done some production.
Please call back.
Call back.
Please call back. I did that by accident.
Yeah, no, this was not intentional. I think I know who was calling
in. We want every call.
Yeah. He was calling back. Okay.
He's calling back.
Okay, here it comes. We won't engage in more conversation.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. There it is. Nope. You did it again.
What? No.
No, you didn't.
Hello?
He's not on the air. Oh, Sean?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Okay, good. Hey, don't touch anything. We got him.
Okay.
Sean, sorry, we're having a little production mess up here.
That's all right. Hey, this is Sean Gokenauer. Just giving a call in. Keith, it's great to hear you. I love listening to you guys talk, and I would just encourage you to go ahead and read verses 15 and 16 in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and see what that promise is.
We're on it right now.
Yep.
Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered to this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, that in my name may there be forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually, all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. And, I'll just keep on listening now. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Right,
thank you.
Right. God is telling us what he's going to do.
Amen.
As long as you go before him and you humble yourselves, God is going to bless the nation.
That's right.
That's what that is saying. Yes.
Hit the lit green button.
Okay.
And it comes down to believing the word of God over what the world says.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And amen.
Especially in the spiritual warfare.
Amen.
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 Thank you, brother. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
That was always good to hear from that brother. And we've had him on the air with us, too, you know, and sharing from his heart. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
But before we do, the scripture that always speaks to me about the Word of God, the authoritative Word of God, is from when Paul wrote his second letter to Timothy. And Paul was particularly focused on training Timothy. You know, he was a young man. He had put him in a church, and he was nurturing him, and so Timothy got a lot of good discipleship. But in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, verses 16 and 17, Paul gave him some really good advice, said, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And that scripture is foundational to what we're talking about today about the Bible and about the Word of God and looking at things through that lens. And so I'm going to...
Yeah, and you know, David, the Lord put that, the Holy Spirit put that scripture on my heart as well. And it's not just for the people that don't know the Lord. It's also for people that know the Lord but yeah. can go deeper with the Lord.
Yeah.
So, you know, a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Bill, he's read the Bible 50 times, I think it is. Mm-hmm. He reads it every year. And each year, it doesn't matter what he's reading, he still gets something new mm-hmm. out of the Word of God.
Oh,
because
always.
It's alive and it speaks to him in his life as he's living it for that day.
Amen. And that's our encouragement to our listeners that aren't maybe doing that exactly. Let's take that break.
Yeah.
We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. When you pray.
Hello, this is Rachel.
And Alexa.
We invite you to join us live for God's Got It.
Each Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring. Always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Where's JW going?
Hey, we're back. We're back. And we're delighted. Hope you're still with us. And yeah, as I said in the beginning, if you're just tuning in or have just tuned in and wonder what the heck are they doing in there, and a little different focus on the program in that the three of us and was Keith and myself, and then JW, Keith's really good friend, brother in Christ, who is a great listener as well, and just one I'd invited to come on the show whenever he could. And lo and behold, he's here with us today,
yep,
and that's
the
really
Lord
exciting.
Made it happen.
Made it happen.
Yes, he
We're
did.
We're kind of testifying. As we have all encountered the Word of God and our relationship with God, intimate relationship with God, is based on getting into the Word deeply, studying it, praying about it, making it a part of our lives, and then seeking God's wisdom in that encounter with the Word, because we need to know what God wants us to do on every level of concern, and especially as we're talking today. The focal point of this program is what's going on in the world that makes you afraid. If you're a believer, then God doesn't want you in fear. So part of the thing is tool giving in this program is we're going to talk about how you can build those tools.
You know, David, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, it talks about the unity of the body of Christ so that we're all in one mind.
Yes.
And it's always on my heart, and I might not express it correctly, but what's on my heart that the Lord puts on my heart is if we're trying to be unified in the body and we have two political parties, and now out of those two political parties, one of the parties is separating into two by itself.
Yeah.
So it's, and as the Lord said, a house divided cannot stand. So there's a battle that's going on in the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And, well, there's still people that go against the Republicans in their own party as well. But the division in the Democratic Party right now is pretty big because it's morphing into a different party, and it's morphing into socialism, and it's morphing into communism. And right. anybody that's of age to vote, 18 and above, as a believer, knows that communism goes against the word of God completely. Socialism goes against the word of God completely.
Yes.
So my what the Lord puts on my heart is in the church, how is it possible that these people, if Corinthians is telling us to be one mind, how are we dividing ourselves in the church by going into what is the left side and what their platform is?
Yeah.
Because their platform goes against the word of God. Their platform supports killing babies. Their platform supports gay marriage. Their platform supports DEI, division, equity, or
diversity, equity, and inclusion,
which is not by the works. It's just, okay, you're here, so you get the job based on your skin color or your age, or not by your ability.
Right.
And if you're not working on your ability, your God-given ability, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not working with what God has blessed you with, then you can't perform the work, which tears down the society.
Mm. Yes.
So I'm just looking at, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, and it's just telling us, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that Paul is saying, I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. So that's in verse 110. So Christ is not divided. How is the church divided? Mm. That is the question, right? And yes, we're trying to bring people into the light. If they don't know the Lord, to come to know the Lord. Mm. God is love. Love conquers all.
Amen. Well, and the biggest complaint about Marxism is the foundational source of the ideologies for socialism and communism. But Marx's view of the whole societal dimension is that the state becomes the God. You worship the state. And he even speaks very strongly, but God has no place in his culture,
right,
in his world. And so the state replaces God, and then once that happens, then everything else begins to fall apart because God isn't included in the mix.
You know, it's amazing that the Democrats want to call President Trump king, and we as Christians know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings.
Right.
And he's the only one that we call king. So I'm just wondering how can we share the joy that Jesus brings us? How do we share the love so that they understand? I mean, California with these primaries today, in Michigan, you have Abdul Saeed. These people want to get rid of the Senate. They want to get rid of the Supreme Court.
Well, like I said earlier, they want to shred the Constitution.
They want to shred the Constitution.
Take the pieces and make something brand new.
Yeah.
And that is not going to work.
No.
But people need to open up, wake up, and realize that you, the voters, you, the listener, if you're a voting age, get out there. Be active in the political process.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today, we do have the primary here,
right,
in Florida.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people that are running. We're looking for a new governor now. We've been blessed with probably the greatest governor in the country over the last 8 years.
Amen.
His term is out now, and I'm looking at my sample ballot that came, and there's 11 people on the Republican ballot running for governor.
Really?
And I think there's six running on the Democrat ticket.
So out of the 11.
Yeah, out of the 11, one will be.
One of them will shake out.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's six on the Democratic side.
And 11
on the Republican side.
Running for governor for that spot.
And they all have campaign websites on which they all state their policies and their platforms, right?
Right.
So you, and some counties do have voter guides put out by believers that bring all together. What do they believe in? And they align their guides, the content, with biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to these guys' websites, and I recommend you do, and say who they say they are. What is the foundation of their opinions, of their hopes, their dreams, their ideologies? That's what's going to come into, if they win, people that win office, they're going to bring all of that into the lawmaking process.
Right, right.
And as Christians, by the way, I'm going to say this again, the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution or any of the founding documents. Mm-hmm. It was Thomas Jefferson writing to the Danbury Baptists about their concern about the government getting involved in the church. And yes, he said, there is a separation of church and state. The government should not become involved in the church. However, the church must become involved in the government because we have the Word of God. Amen. And the world needs that.
And not to be deceived by politicians. And I think JW has something here with a Texas person trying to get into the Senate or to the House.
Senate.
Talarico,
hear so much about people who are really far left and want to get rid of everything, want to get rid of the police and everything.
Right.
But here's a person, you know, that kind of...
They want to get rid of the police. Can you imagine?
Yeah, police.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is something that I found in Decision Magazine that's put out by the Billy Graham Minister Evangelistic Association. And a fellow that's running, he's a state representative in state of Texas, James Talarico. And,
who claims to be a Christian.
Yes, well...
He's not.
And apparently he's actually going to school at the Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, working towards a degree, wants to be ordained in the Presbyterian Church, not to put down the Presbyterian Church. There's some wonderful Presbyterian churches. But he twists the Bible around. He's more or less a wolf in sheep's clothing. And is turning things around that are not biblical, and he's saying such things as when it comes to a statement on abortion, he's saying, "Well, the Bible's silent on abortion. The Bible doesn't say anything about abortion, but the thing of it is, it doesn't use the word abortion, but." If we look at Scripture, David wrote, "You knit me together in my mother's womb."
Hmm.
Psalms 139:13. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Amen.
Jeremiah 1:5.
Amen. Yes.
We can go on and on. There's eight different things, and this is an open letter written by Jeff Mullen, who has been a pastor for 30 years. He's from the state of Nevada. And he just really exposes this fellow. And it's important that we find out who these candidates are, mm-hmm. what they stand for, but mostly, where do they stand for in respect to the Lord? Are they being blessed by God? And
are they following God?
Are they following God?
Yes.
And that's, I used to always have a thought for the day for my students. I'd have maybe 1,000 students in my school, and I'd get on the PA system every morning and make some announcements. And I always had a thought for the day. And one of them I always remembered, poor leaders are elected by people who don't vote.
Amen. That's really, that.
It's very simple.
I love that. That is absolutely true. And that's what we've said this on again and again.
You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, okay, JW's never been on the program. But these are programs that we've talked about. We've had programs on getting out to vote, the importance of voting. And what does JW come and say? Exactly what the truth is. You have a responsibility as a Christian and part of the church to come out and vote to shape this nation.
That's right.
Because if you're not doing it, you're shaping the nation.
Earlier, and as we're thinking about that, and the people, listen to what the people in politics are saying and those around them that are influencing them. And in there, and that will say predominantly in the Democratic Party supports programs that are soft on crime, that are defunding the police, releasing criminals into the culture with no bail, and they commit crimes again. This, whatever they're doing, often violent crimes.
Right.
And this type of behavior, there's only one purpose for it: is to create chaos in a culture. When you don't have police, when you have criminals free to do what they're what they want to do, when there are no moral strictures on a culture, you have chaos. What happens? People say, fix this. And the same people that created the chaos are there saying, hey, we can fix this. This is a perennial mindset. This is not the first time it's happened here in America. Right. If you study any at all about Nazi Germany and you begin to see the rise of the National Socialist Party and Hitler, what were they doing? They were allowing chaos to occur in the culture. They were making it happen, and then they were going to say they can fix it. And how did they fix it? They took over the culture. They took the freedoms away from the people. They basically imprisoned their own people and tried to conquer the world. And millions of people died because of that attitude. Now, I'm asking you, listener and voter, we can't let that happen. And if you think it can't happen here, you're not paying attention. Anyway, that needs to be said, and I've said it. Yeah. So.
Well said.
In Proverbs 4, verses 16 to 19, it talks about the chaos. And it says, "For they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun." Isn't that a beautiful thing, the morning sun?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Morning sun.
Right?
Right.
It's on our logo here at the radio station.
Right, right. The morning sun.
Morning sun.
Amen. And drink the, the path of righteous. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun. What a great verse.
Mm.
Shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. They do not know what makes them stumble.
Mm.
And if you're voting, it's so important. The primary here in Florida is in 2 weeks. Today in Michigan and in Ohio, they're voting for the left side. And these people from the left, if you look at the news, they're trying to take away the foundation of the Constitution of America.
Yeah.
And they're trying to destroy everything that God has blessed this nation with. So it's a call to arms, because the church does not get out to vote. And I know in Michigan, you're allowed if you're a Republican, you're allowed to vote on the Democrat side.
Right.
So you can vote against the socialist runner. You can vote against him and just vote for the other guy, right, who's already there.
Try to stack the deck.
I understand that. I heard a couple of people are going to be doing that. They're Republicans, but one of the runners for the Democratic side, is they said it scares them. So they're going to vote on the Democratic side ticket to vote against him for the other incumbent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the rare states, I think, that you can do that.
It's a great state
in the
to
primary.
Be from.
Definitely from there.
We love Michigan.
Yeah, we do. Well, there's
we
lot,
love Michigan.
Lot to say. Lot to say.
We
good
love
about
the football
Michigan,
of Michigan.
Yeah,
but
we love
there's
the football.
Some of the politics are a little odd.
Well, look at Minnesota. That's gotten crazy.
Oh, Minnesota's gotten really crazy.
Crazy, right? You talk about darkness.
And, you know, I was going to open up a Learing Center myself, but I didn't. I decided not to do that. I want to shift us back to kind of a foundational topic and just throw this out. I want to talk, and I, as many of you know, I'm a pastor, and I've been doing that for over 40 years. And although I'm doing my ministry here now, but for many years I was in the church, a traditional church, and serving in that way, working with a lot of people, blessed to do that. But one thing I found, and I don't know if it's, it probably is still a dynamic in the church, and that there are many people, when they think of prayer, they only think of the rote kind of prayer that nothing, and again, I have those prayers that I follow. I mean, the Lord's Prayer would be that we read it word for word, hopefully we're meditating on it and getting into it. But there's not a lot of teaching, I'm going to say, just stretch out and say this, about intimacy with God in prayer and how critical that is. But most of the people I talk to, you can talk about intimacy in almost any other way. But when you say, what about your intimacy with God? There's a blank. There's what? They don't think that that's possible. I think in a lot of cases, some of my peers don't teach and preach that. But you know, when you get into the Word of God, God himself, from his heart, speaks to us of intimacy. In fact, I was James 4:8. One of my favorite texts is the Word of God that speaks to me. It's in James writes, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
A very fundamental reality. And that's, how do you do that? Well, you get into the Word of God, sure. And you can pray the Word of God, but also it's that intimate foundation of a relationship, because after all, what is God interested in with you? He wants to have a relationship with you. And I don't mean a relationship like you have with a cashier at Publix when you have a few nice words when you go through when they're putting your stuff in a bag. No, we're talking about this kind of intimacy that you can only have with God. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit. Now, let me tell you.
The friend that will not leave you.
The friend that will not leave you. Amen. If you, as a Christian, don't have this, then my encouragement to you is at the next time you pray, ask God to open that up to you. Ask God to show you. And do a Bible study about this in the concordances and whatever, and you go, even use AI probably if you know how to do that. Ask for passages that speak of God's love for you, his desire to be intimate with you. Because this is a dimension of prayer, if you have it, it's awesome. And we need to have that because we need to hear what God's saying about the things that concern us in the world today.
Been blessed with a wonderful wife who is listening, and she's healing from shoulder surgery. God is placing his healing hand on her, but we're reading the Bible every day, a chronological Bible study. Mm. And the important is that you're not just reading it and skimming it over, but you're reading it and really finding out what is God trying to tell us and how can we apply this in our lives. And it's just so much easier when you let God lead your life and trying to figure it out on your own.
You know, one of the things the Bible says, do not be afraid. God's word, God tells us, do not be afraid, right? And they say it's 365 times in the Bible, one for each day.
Right.
And it's do not be afraid about getting involved in the relationship with God. Do not be afraid of getting in and putting yourself into that relationship with God. He already knows everything about you. And he's there, and he died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And do not be afraid of, you know, condemnation, because Jesus came to free us.
Yes.
And if you are imprisoned, and I was, with smoking, drinking, and the Lord freed me up from all
Amen.
Of that.
Yeah.
So it's an invitation. God is inviting you to grow deeper in him and not get pulled out, not get pulled away from him through the world and through the sports and through the scrolling on the phone and through the TV and through all of the social activities that go on in your life that keep you busy. Mm. But to take time and to take, time to just sit there, read the word, pray, and ask God to just grow deeper with you or for you in him.
Amen.
And the other thing is prayer. Just my wife and I, we pray together all the time, not just at meals, not just going to sleep at night, but as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And this is what we have to do.
Always giving thanks.
Always giving thanks.
Always giving thanks.
And always confessing.
Amen.
We're sinning mm-hmm. all the time. Confess. I'm a sinner.
And that's why we live by the grace of God.
We live by the grace of God.
And that is truly the only way I can say with assurance that I have a place in the kingdom of God when I die.
Amen.
Amen.
I have actually now because the kingdom is here, right? Jesus said the kingdom is.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yeah.
All things are new.
All things are new. Exactly.
All the
right.
old is passed away. Mm. Right?
But that is,
And Jesus said to believe it in your heart, you have to believe it.
Mm. Yeah.
Just know that. You know, I was out on the street last week and I'm talking with somebody. I was at the courthouse and I'm sharing God. And he was just difficult, I think. His family is, they're all believers. He's not a believer. Mm. He's of the understanding that God is love, but he's taking God from the Old Testament where there was conflict and they kept running away from God.
Mm. Yeah.
And he wasn't understanding Jesus died on the cross as the new covenant of God. And the love of God to draw you in.
Amen.
So
that's,
you know,
but what you're talking about is, you know, as you grow in your faith and as you get into the word and you get deeper in that prayer time with the Lord, he'll reveal himself.
He does.
You know, it's like we can know more about God. God is not wanting to be a distant God.
No.
You know, as sometimes we read this in the language of the Old Testament, especially,
right,
you know,
right.
God is way up there and is, you know, we can barely see him, maybe sitting on his throne, you know.
That's how I used to think.
Well, me too. Me too. Not only that, you know, but God seriously hated me.
Oh,
I mean, that's
no.
how I, well, in the early, my interpretations right, of how God right. was presented to me by adults when I was a kid.
And I'm sure that people still think that.
Yeah, but it's not.
You know?
Now, God's love is a little more complicated.
And that's what we try to make them understand.
Hey, listen, real quick. He's gone to be with the Lord now, but a tremendous minister and writer, A.W. Tozer.
Mm. Yeah.
Familiar
yeah.
with his work?
Great.
A.W. Tozer, T-O-Z-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
A Knowledge of the Holy. He's written many books, but The Knowledge of the Holy is a book that I'm now finishing it for the third time. It's full of stuff. And as you pray and as you read the Word of God, if you would buy that book, it's still available. That's still in print. Knowledge of the Holy by A.W. Tozer. I'm promising you will be totally amazed at what is revealed to you because Tozer was anointed to write God's truth in such a way. It's holy, it's special, and it's understandable.
Right.
Get that book.
Had like an eighth grade education, but he knew more about the Lord than people with their doctorates.
Well, yeah, because, you know,
he was anointed.
I mean, it's helpful to have the best secular education you can, but on top of that is being with the Lord is the best education about him that you can ever have.
Wisdom.
Well, folks, I got to tell you, and I'm sad to say this, our time is almost up. J.W., brother, I am amazed at the fact you're here. It was just a dream, and now it's been realized. And hope you'll come back sometime.
Well, thank you for having me, and glory to God. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as always, Keith, man, it's a pleasure to share this radio.
And David, I'm just going to share Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, which is why we're here and we're sharing.
Sure.
Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
Amen.
The Word of God.
That's it, folks.
Well, we do.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response. If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at WCNO@WCNO.com. In the subject line, write David@abiblicalresponse. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see and hear going on around you, pray and invest in God's Word for guidance.